Big news in education today, a defection from the Common Core state standards. Those are new benchmarks in math and English for kids from kindergarten through high school. 45 states and the District of Columbia adopted them, and today Indiana became the first state to officially drop them. State education officials are now required to write new standards. As Ellie Moxley of member station WFIU reports, this switch in Indiana has some teachers scratching their heads.
Multiply the 1 times the 1.
Fourth graders in Fetonia Shanks' Indianapolis area classroom sit cross-legged, practicing multiplication on dry erase boards.
100?
100, you're right. Absolutely right.
Instead of using what's known as the standard algorithm, they're learning a different way.
And what model do we use for here? Area model. Antonio, you want to show me the regular way?
These kids are knowing how to do it this way. This is 20, this is 3, this is 10. And this is 3.
This year, Shank has been using the Common Core standards, which Indiana adopted 4 years ago. Districts across the state have already purchased new textbooks and retrained teachers to teach to the core. But next year, Shank will be expected to use all new standards, ones developed by the state.
I hope we're not the island in the middle of the country.
Even before Governor Mike Pence signed today's repeal, Indiana lawmakers had already voted to pause Common Core implementation. And that left teachers like Shank feeling confused, because those new standards to replace the core, they haven't been written yet. And she wondered, does a pause mean she shouldn't follow the core in the meantime?
Because teachers have been getting ready for this, and some schools have already started, because we did it in kindergarten and we did it in first grade. So now those kids were saying, okay, we got to pause. So what does pause exactly mean to us?
And today that pause became a full stop. What that means for the rest of this school year is unclear. State education officials have until July to adopt new expectations for students. Superintendent Glenda Ritz says she wants that work done sooner, so teachers leave for the summer knowing what they'll be expected to teach in the fall.
We have hundreds of people involved in this entire process, multi-tiered, and I feel very confident we are going to come out with standards that we like.
For teachers like Fetonia Shank, that process can't move fast enough.
If we're doing Common Core, great. If you're going to do Common Core and mix some Indiana standards in it, that's great too. But we just need to know a direction.
As Indiana moves away from the core standards, backers and critics are eager to point out that the state's new standards, at least at this stage, look an awful lot like the ones they're replacing. For NPR News, I'm Ellie Moxley in Bloomington, Indiana.